Oh, thanks for having me on.
Well, congratulations are in order before we go any further, because recently you were named the Athletic Director of the Year by the Lorain County Athletic Administrators Association. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. I think that was a couple years ago, but we have a great group of athletic directors in our county and our league that do a really awesome job. We work well together and to really give our kids a good experience.
And you guys host a number of different events throughout the course of the year. And you were telling me about your track schedule most recently. You guys hosted an event this past Saturday. You've got another one coming up this weekend as well. But you guys performed very well at the most recent Lorain County Invitational.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to host the Lorain County Track Meet, which was last Friday. And there were 16 schools in the county. And our girls won it. The Avon Lake boys won their side of it. But yeah, our girls team has had a lot of success the last couple of years. They have a good mix of seniors and underclassmen, and they're looking for big things this year.
Now, the spring's always an interesting time, and you know, it affects our scheduling to some degree, but it really affects your scheduling. And I think it's always fascinating to get the athletic director's perspective as to what scheduling in the spring is really like. It's so unlike anything else. You know, sure, in the wintertime you might get a couple of events that get canceled because it's so bad outside that they're telling people they can't drive. But in the spring, it's drastically different because you're playing everything outside. And I think it's fun for us to look at it from a distance, but it's got to be miserable for you at certain points of the year, because you could have a week where you've got 15 events lined up, and then the next thing you know, you've got no events lined up.
Well, it's funny. It is really a reality show. And if you want to, you know, be entertained, you have some time off, come in any athletic director office in the spring, and you can see what kind of clown show goes on, because you don't know what's going to go on. And in a moment's notice, the weather can change. And we are fortunate enough, like Carrie Rickovic, who's our athletic secretary, Jeannie DeFrancisco, who does our busing, those two people alone coordinate all the reschedules and the cancellations and all the things that go on. And it's a moment's notice, because you know, and I know, in Amherst it could be dry and we're supposed to play them at home, and all of a sudden you have to reverse it, and we're going to get a bus at the last minute to go out there, and then we have to cancel the game here and make sure the umpires get there. It's quite an event. And it's funny, after every winter season is over, the last home game, basketball game, I think to myself, finally get a break. And then I always forget about the spring. It always sneaks up on you. Sure. But it is a challenge. But knock on wood, and I'm going to jinx it, I know I am, but this has been an unprecedented spring. I don't think we've been rained out one time. And if we have, we probably made it up already. So it's been pretty awesome.
We were just saying the same thing the other day. We've only had one baseball game we've called to this point postponed, and we're making it up on Tuesday. So it's kind of going along. But from a spring sports stance perspective, there was a great article in the Chronicle Telegram the other day about the girls' lacrosse team and how that kind of got started from the ground up at the youth leagues. And it has come to be a pretty big program for you guys.
It has, and I would say our girls and our boys, really, they started 4 years ago. These seniors are now in the boys program, and the girls program started out as freshmen, and we only played freshmen and sophomores their first year, and it was almost like a JV team playing a varsity schedule, because they were the only ones really with experience. And they've kind of gone through, and they've gotten better every year. And our girls, especially, they've got a pretty special team, and they've gone through the fire. And Coach Kordowich has done, and Coach Krumbacher and Coach Gordon have done an awesome job getting them ready. And I think they've only lost two games this year, so it's been a lot of fun for them. It's well deserved. And I think there's five or six girls going to play college lacrosse next year, which is kind of awesome too.
How's that process work from your standpoint when a group comes to you and says, "Look, we want to get this sport going in the high school level"? I'd imagine it's not easy to just say, "Okay, we'll start it up here."
No, it's not. And you have to have the support of the Board of Education, your superintendent, and your principal, and you know, the grounds people, and you know, the booster club who helps support them. And you know, honestly, when you look at lacrosse, what you've done, and anybody that knows anything about athletics, is you've added soccer in the spring, because you've added 18 additional home games. Wow. In the springtime. And by the way, it's not really warm in Northeast Ohio in the spring, and so you're talking about the parents only come to the games. Now we play our rival tonight over at the stadium, at Joe Ferment Le Chevrolet Stadium, at 7:30 tonight. We play Avon Lake in boys lacrosse, so I expect a lot of people there, especially with no school tomorrow. But it's tough, and so you get that momentum. But you know, when you look at it, and we're blessed in Avon, we probably, between the boys and the girls, have probably 90 more kids now participating in athletics. you know, that they may have ran track or played tennis or baseball or softball, but, you know, these are kids that found their niche and we provided a really cool opportunity for them.
This may sound like a dumb question, but as you were talking about it, kind of done. Has the growth of the field turf kind of allowed for that, mm-hmm. the lacrosse game to grow in Northern Ohio?
All the people that laugh at me in 32-degree weather in the spring, you know, at a lacrosse game, I say, if you have turf, you're getting it.
Yeah.
And I think that's key. I think Olmsted Falls is probably the only one that I know that has grass. I can think they're the only ones that have grass that play. Yeah. But, you know, if you have turf, I suspect North Ridgeville is close. I bet you Midview will get it soon. You know, it's just a natural thing. And really, lacrosse is built for Northeast Ohio. It really is. You're running around. You had lots of clothing on. It's, you know, those kids don't seem fazed by the weather. You really play in anything, except for if the field's covered with snow. So it is the fastest growing sport in Ohio, and maybe in the country right now. So it's going to catch on for sure.
What is it that makes that the fastest growing sport in the state right now? I think from a collegiate perspective, mm-hmm. you could certainly see it taking off. And, you know, we've talked about how this is still kind of new to you guys, but what was it that made you guys realize a few years back, you know what, let's go with this and see what happens here?
It was a couple parents that had kids that got into it. They were into it. They might have played. We have some parents that have moved to Avon that are from the East Coast, from New York, that have played. And, you know, when you first saw a lacrosse stick, you'd say, what the heck is that? You know, I mean, I guess you knew it maybe in Cleveland because Jim Brown was famous for playing it. But, you know, I think, you know, when you look at it, it was an opportunity for them to an opportunity for kids to play a game that they grew up with. And all of a sudden you see all these people going, hey, I can run around and throw a ball around a stick, and I can kind of hit people too. And you know, at least on the boys' side, and it's fun. And it is a fun sport to play. And we just wish it was a little warmer.
Sure. Yeah. Just a little bit. But, you know, today it's fine. It's
like, beautiful.
Like you said, hopefully you guys get a nice turnout today. It's 70 degrees outside, not supposed to rain much more, just a little bit windy. But like you said, no school tomorrow, right?
No school.
All right, nice. Well, hopefully you guys get a nice turnout there tonight. You mentioned it's a big rivalry game, right? Anytime you guys take on Avon Lake, it's a big game.
It will be a big game. We played them last week in girls. So it was a little chippy, but we got through it, and we ended up winning. But it was a competitive game, and you know, we had a lot of people out for that game, and it was kind of cold out, so it was fun.
Well, it's one of many sports in the spring you guys have had some success with. We talk about baseball and softball all the time. I'm not sure how closely tied in you are with this or not, but your softball team has something called a Bambi helmet. I saw that on Twitter, and I thought, boy, that's interesting. Any idea what that's all about?
Actually, I really don't know what that's about. I just know that Coach Matuzic and those girls, you know, it's one of my favorite things to do in the spring, honestly, is to go watch them compete. They are they cheer for each other. They love each other. And a couple of years ago, they had a jar of dirt where they would take dirt from every field that they were at, and they'd set it in the dugout. And they have these superstitions. And I've seen it on Twitter. And I'm sure one of the Megan Dean, a senior, who's one of our seniors this year, one of our captains, probably came up with it. But yeah, I'll get on that. I have no idea what it means.
Have you seen that helmet?
No, I have not seen it. I've seen they're having a good season so far. I didn't see the helmet though.
Well, it must be working. Whatever Bambi stands for, right? It must be working well.
Amherst has a goat or something, I think. So, I mean, maybe that's just the softball thing.
It could be.
All right. Well, softball's synonymous for its weird chants and things like that. But there's a lot of energy. You know, sometimes you have to do that because, like you said, it's so doggone cold in the spring. You've got to do things to try and keep yourself animated and warm and ready to rock and roll. But we're going to move past the spring and get to the fall. We were talking about this a little bit earlier before we came on the air. You guys are taking a look at that football schedule like I think a lot of us are, and I didn't realize this, but you guys are going to open up with a bang.
We're going to open up at home against Avon Lake. And so that will be that's an awesome rivalry game. You know, I'm sure their countdown clock is like ours, waiting for that game. You know, how many days and minutes and seconds that, you know, to that game. But yeah, we're going to open up with them week one at Avon, and then we're going to we added Lorain this year, which will be awesome. We're going to go over there and play on their turf, and I know that, you know, our kids are excited about that. And then, you know, this will be our last year that we just found out Lakewood's leaving our conference, so they're going to go over with Bay and Rocky River to their conference. So you know, this will be the last year as the SWC as a 10-team conference.
Yeah, I think a lot of people obviously circle Avon football games for a reason, but I know when Coach Elder told us they were playing Lorain next year, Tim, Tim was already putting that in on the broadcast schedule, so good chance you'll see us there in the future as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I think he certainly had that with a Sharpie marker as he was writing it down. But that's going to be a really cool experience for the kids, getting a chance to play a team like Lorain, a Division I team, and obviously one that's had a great deal of success.
Absolutely. We played them probably about 4 years ago. We probably played them 4 years in a row 4 years ago. And it was a great rivalry. And that was when Coach Solis was there, and he later on moved on to Olentangy and has had a lot of success there. So those were battles. And, you know, Coach McFarland's a really good coach. And, you know, I know him. He and Coach Elder are really good friends, and we would look forward to it. And really what's awesome about it is we talked about how special our county is. You know, our county is, you know, I think the coaches, the athletic directors, the principals, superintendents, everyone's close-knit, and that's what makes this county so great. And to be able to keep that game and be able to play it in our county, you know, anytime we can do that is a good thing.
No question about it. Well, Eric, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us here. I know you're busy. You just talked about how you have a lacrosse game coming up a little bit later on. And today, Mother Nature decided that she was going to cooperate.
Right.
Hopefully you get that through the weekend. Spring break coming up next week also, so it should be awesome. I'm sure that you guys are going to be extraordinarily busy through the summer as well. But we appreciate the time, Eric.
Well, thank you very much. And I told you off the air, what you guys do for our high school athletes is so special. You make these kids feel big time, whether it be football. And we know football is king in Northeast Ohio, but the basketball, the girls' sports, you guys going out in baseball and softball games. The kids are blessed to have you guys and other the papers here that cover them like they're pro, and you really make them feel like pros. It's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate the compliments. Thank you very much, Eric. We'll see you again really soon, my friend. I think we're sure.